朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
弟兄姊妹，神给你孩子。
Dear brother and sister, the Lord has given you children.
因为看得起来给你孩子。
Because you think you're worthy to be a parent.
因为给孩子不简单。
It's not easy to be a parent.
你知道我们到了五十岁的人。
For those who have gone beyond 50s,
你如果算一算，你会发现你很多的眼泪大部分都是流在你儿女的身上。
You may realize that much of your tears were shed because of your children.
如果你看见儿女在灵性上不争气，我不是说他将来要光宗耀祖，在灵性上不能光宗耀祖，这是我们做父母亲心里最沉重难过的事情。
If you see your children are lagging behind in spiritual growth, that will be the heaviest burden on our hearts.
我坐飞机坐了几十年。
I've been traveling around and riding the airplane for so many years.
从来没有一次像这次从香港坐飞机到厦门，那个飞机颠簸的那么厉害。
And I never entered in such a turbulent flight as when I flown from Hong Kong to 厦门。
我坐飞机只有说它突然那个掉下来，这种我们大概都有经验。
And you may hit a air pocket in your experience.
这是我们坐飞机，那个尾巴好像横的在那里摆一样，我们整个人是横的被甩来甩去。
Not only we move, but we move laterally during that flight.
我斜眼看看我的爱人。
I turn and look at my lover.
他做镇静状。
She looked calm.
因为眼睛闭着。
Her eyes were closed.
我知道她在祷告。
I knew she was praying.
后来我就问她。
Then later I asked her,
在那个生死的关头你祷告什么？
In such a moment, what were you praying?
她后来告诉我。
Then she told me.
因为我发现我们的祷告是一样的。
And I realized we pray for the same thing.
她说，主啊。
She said, Lord,
现在你要我回家，我已经预备好。
If you want me to face you, to come home, I'm ready.
我不会跟你斤斤计较，说我不肯回天家。
I will never argue against you and reluctant to go.
但是有两件事情我觉得没有完成，我觉得很可惜。
But there are two things I haven't finished and I would regret about it.
第一个就是说我这一生还没有去非洲做过宣教士。
The first thing is I have not been able to become a missionary to Africa.
我很喜欢他提到宣教士，我很不喜欢他提到非洲。
I like when she mentioned about missionary, but I didn't like when she mentioned about Africa.
第二件事情。
Second thing.
她说我还没有看见我两个孩子真正的爱主。
I have not been able to witness my two children to loving you truly.
他们做信徒还没有做门徒，他们信主还没有爱主。
They have been believers for many years, but they are not disciples yet.
这是做父亲母亲的心。
This is indeed the mind of the parent.
最深的负担就成为我们最真的祷告。
Our deepest burden becomes our the most truly prayer.
那么多的事情，历史历代两千年，教会的需要太多了。
Through 2,000 years, there have been much needs within churches.
但是主耶稣为教会祷告的时候。
But when the Lord prayed for the believers,
不是说天父啊，给他们更多的保罗啊。
The Lord did not pray for sending them more people like Paul.
不是让他们减少逼迫、患难、痛苦。
What he did not ask for relieving the sufferings.
他为他们的合一祷告。
He prayed for them to be in one.
我不但为这些人祈求，我也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。下面说，使他们合而为一。
My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who are believing in me through their messages. Therefore, that all of them may be one.
这四节，我们可以看到很多关于合而为一的教训。
Through these four verses, we see much teachings about in one.
我归纳出三点来跟大家分享。
I category them into three points.
第一，我们要注意到这一段圣经四次提到合而为一。
And first, we notice in the Chinese version, there are four places mentioned about one being one.
Chinese 是这样，英文呢 NIV 是三个地方讲到 one， 一个地方讲到 unity， 也是四次提到这个一的观念。
So three times about talk about one, and one time talked about unity in the NIV version.
那么有五次提到里面这两个字。
And five times talking about inside.
或者 in me, in you, in him, 怎么样 ？In us， 这个 in 是提到五次。
Talking about in or within you or me or something for five times。
第一件事情，弟兄姊妹，我们首先看到的。
The first thing we noticed，
真正的合一不是外面的东西，是里面的东西。
A true unity means to be within your heart。
那么今天在地上的教会，大家也在讲，哎呀，我们也来谈大一统啊，我们也来统，所以我们要合一。
And some people would refer this to even of all the churches in this earth, we should talk about unification.
弟兄姊妹要记得
，I want you to understand.
组织有组织的合一没有错。
There are ways to unify organizations.
有仪式的合一没有错。
They are unifications of formalities.
我们可以开会，大家沟通来合一，没有错。
We can have a meeting and talking about how we unify some procedures.
但是今天在这个祷告里面，起码我们看到主耶稣所强调的合一，不是这些外面的东西。
And here clearly, what the Lord emphasized about the unity or in one.Is not anything about the outside appearances.
什么叫做我在你里面，你在我里面，我在他里面，他在我里面，这些里面很复杂。简单的说，这个里面，里面，里面就谈到生命的合一，本质的合一。
The unity and in one, whether it's in you or in me, is talking about the unity of life.
这个合一是属灵的合一。
It means a spiritual unity.
所以保罗在以弗所书里面告诉我们说，我们要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Therefore, in the Ephesians, and Paul mentioned about to keep us in unity in our spiritual beliefs.
第一个合一是里面的合一，是生命的合一，是本质的合一，是属灵的合一。
So it's unity in your spirit, in your life, in your quality, and in your inner truth.
第二方面，我们看这合一是怎么回事情。
What about the second aspects of this unity?
请注意好，我们如果仔细看这四节的圣经
，If we study these four verses carefully,
我们就发现这个合一啊，到底我们要做什么
？What do we have to do in order to be one?
到底我们有什么本分该尽？有什么我们该努力的
？What are the responsibilities that we should take up?
弟兄姊妹，非常稀奇的一件事情。
It's marvelous to notice here.
你把这四节圣经都读完了以后
，After you read these four verses,
你找不到主耶稣在祷告里面说教会应该负什么样的合一的责任。
And he did not cast responsibility. He did not spell out clearly the responsibility of unity.
我们刚才说五次里面，其实有四次讲到使他们，使他们，使他们。
Yet we, yes, we talk about there are five times mentioned about in, but he also says you make them to be so.
所以我们这些人在合一里面，我们几乎做不了什么事情。
So it's not the our motivation or our force to push this through.
因为在这个地方提到的合一是被动的，不是我们人主动。
So here he mentioned about rather in a passive sense of us to be in one.
因为主耶稣基督知道一件事情。
Because the Lord Jesus understands one thing.
有一些神的工作，我们是越帮越忙的。
There are some of the undertaking of the Lord that he will not need our help.
很多时候教会需要热心。
Yes, indeed, we wanted to be enthusiastic about.
但是很多时候教会有弟兄姊妹的热心反。而变成越帮越忙。
Yes, but much of the time, our zeal will become a stumbling block for our effort.
弟兄姊妹，不要误会我的意思。
Please do not misunderstand me.
今天神把我们带到今天这样的一个地步。
The Lord has brought us to our status today.
如果你今天来到这个教会还是做客
if you still only come to the church as a guest,
那么我觉得我们建这个礼拜堂就没有达成那个目的。
Then we have failed to accomplish our goal for building this church.
我们有一个盼望，有一个理想，有一个雄心。
Yes, we have this hope. We have this expectation.
如果能够做到全民皆兵，这是我们搬进来一个最理想的一个地方。
If we can make all of us as Christian soldiers, then we have accomplished our goal.
但是我们进来的时候，我们要小心。
But we have to be very careful when we do this.
我们想的话，我们做的事， what? 我们想的事情，有的时候不合神的心意，你的热心反而成为越帮越忙的事情。
Whatever we think, we preach.And we do, if you do not fulfill the will of the Lord, you become then a stumbling block.
如果合一不是人的努力
If to be one is not due to the effort of people,
那么我们该到底我们怎么办
And what should we do?
刚才我说五次提到里面
And five times mentioned about in you, inside of you.
我们怎么合一呢
How do we become a unity?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
我们个人跟神的关系建立起来，自然就能够合一。
It is to establish your correct relationship with Lord.
合一的讲究不是说听领袖就叫合一。
To be unity, does not mean that you just follow your leaders.
神怜悯我，把我放在这里有十五年做教会的主任牧师。
The Lord has put me here to be a senior pastor of your church for 15 years.
什么叫做主任牧师呢？
What do I mean by being a senior pastor?
所以他主要的任务是牧师，所以叫主任牧师。
I'm the
who's responsible?
My responsibility is to be the lead pastor of this church.
所以你们要听我的。
So you have to listen to me.
那我们怎么合一呢？
How do we then to be in one?
如果我在台上登高一呼，你们不跟随我，那我们怎么办呢？怎么做呢？
And what I preach on the pulpit, and you don't follow, nor do you listen.And how do we proceed from here?
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
这不是合一
This is not unity.
起码这不是耶稣基督告诉我们的合一
This is not the unity that the Lord is preaching.
我们那么多人怎么能够合在一起
How do we become one with so many of us?
很简单
Very simple.
如果我们每一个人是一个球的话
If we all become a sphere,
越多越难合，对不对？
The more you get together, there are so many dead spaces.
三个球你手一抓就合在一起。
If there are only three spheres, and you can grab with your one hand,
你如果有二十个球，你根本没有办法把它合在。你抓了这些，漏掉那些，你没有办法把它合在一起。
When the number increases, it's difficult to be held in only a pair of hands.
把每一个球
，But yet if you take each of the ball sphere,
绑在一个定点上。
If you hang it on a point in space,
然后当每一个球都绑在定点上的时候。
When all of them have been fixed in a point,
这个定点一提高，这些东西都统统合在一起，对不对
？If you tie all the spheres with a string and you pull up all the strings, and all the spheres will come in one.
你只有高举耶稣基督的时候，你可以合一。
The only way to become in one is when you raise Jesus Christ, the Lord.
今天教会的问题
，the problem of the church today,
就是我想要做第一。
Is because each one wanted to be the first one.
同心合一的一是谁呢？那一就是我。
To be in one, be means I am the one.
因为那个一字写下来跟 I 一样的，就是 I， 就是我。
The one is like I or me in English.
在这里我们就看到弟兄姊妹，我们需要把自己连接在主的身上。
Here it says.We should make all of us tied together through our Lord Jesus.
我们已经讲了这句话，我们心里面很难过。有几句话我很不喜欢听见中国人讲。
There are a few things that I don't like to hear about from Chinese.
一个就是说啊，这是中国时间。
Someone said, "Are you according to the Chinese time or what?"
弟兄姊妹，我们来到美国，我们现在还要把这些中国时间的漏规带到这边来吗？
Are we still going to bring the bad habits like not coming on time from China?
当然了，早上起来，礼拜天稍微放松一点，慢一点，我们都能够了解。
Sunday morning, you're getting out of your bed a little late. It's understandable.
我记得我有十个月的时间跟蒋介石总统，每一个礼拜天见一次面，在士林礼拜堂里面。
I had the honor of meeting the late President Chiang for 10 months in a row on every Sunday.
我告诉你，那个教会十一点开始聚会。
The church service started at 11 o'clock.
11点一到，那个江中统一进来，坐在第一个位置。
And always on time, always on the first row.
那个门就关起来。
The door will be closed.
门口敲门啊！对不起啊，我今天这个车胎破了一个了，你应该原谅我了。或者我这个换尿布换奶瓶，哎呀，很麻烦啊，应该开恩可怜让我进来。
Regardless of your excuses, if you knock on the door after the door is closed,
我不晓得哪一天我们教会能够超越到一个地步，有这样的一个见证，我们。能够大家都能够准时来，不要忽略，领会的人在台上读的那第一节圣经。
I sincerely hope that in the future, that when the presider start to read the first verse of his Bible, we'll all be here.
这是一个我很不喜欢听人家讲的话，中国时间，中国时间，中国时间。
And I really don't like people mention about the Chinese way.Of counting time.
另外一个我很不喜欢听到，就是说中国人像一盘散沙。
The second thing I don't like to hear about is the referring to Chinese as a plate of a loose sand.
是不是这样
？Is that really true?
难道我们今天教会还要走这样的一个被人讲得不好听的这样的一个描写呢
？Is our church, should we?Tolerate our church to fall into such a description.
有一个传道人说，你不知道今天的中国人不是一盆散沙，今天的中国人呢是飞沙走石。
The Chinese today are not just a loose plate of sands, but they are like those flying sands in a storm.
我的祷告
，It is my prayer.
求主给我们许多的水和水泥。
My prayer is for the Lord to give us.Abundantly of water and cement.
只有水和水泥能够把沙连在一起，对不对
？Only the water and cement can tie all the sands down.
那个属灵的水泥是什么
？What is a spiritual cement?
就是我们跟神之间的那个基本的那个关系。
That begins and stops at the fundamental relationship you have with our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，如果你是一个基督徒。
Dear brothers and sisters, if you are a Christian,
天天跟神的关系不能够建立起来
but you cannot establish daily relationship with Jesus.
影响你个人
and that would influence you.
事小，这是小事情
That may be a minor issue.
会影响整个教会
but that would also affect the whole church.
你跟主的关系没有那种里面的关系，你所影响的是整个教会合一的见证
If you do not have the right relationship.To have the Lord to be within you, and that would influence not yourself, but also throughout the church.
从今以后
from now on,
为了你的灵性，要天天读经
for your spiritual sake, and you should study the Bible every day.
为着这个教会的合一见证，请你也天天读经
for the sake of a testimony of unity of this church, you should also study the Bible.
第三，这里给我们看见合一带来什么呢
And what is the third point?
合一带来福音的果效。
And to be unity will bring consequence or results.
二十一节和二十三节都提到叫世人可以信，叫世人知道你差了我来。
And here it mentioned about to make the world, make those people know that you have sent me.
1989年教会的主题是同心合意，兴旺福音。腓立比书第一章第五节的话。
And our theme for 1989 is to be united.To preach the gospel, to spread the gospel from the Philippians.
我记得跟大家分享那一节圣经的时候提到这样的话。
As I remember when I shared that verse, I mentioned the following.
同心合意可以使福音兴旺。
To be united in gospel can indeed preach the gospel, spread the gospel.
兴旺福音带来教会的同心合意。
And to spread the gospel will also bring unity in the church.
这两件事情是互为因果的。
They are indeed the direct cause and the consequence.
主耶稣为教会第一个祷告的一个重点和负担合而为一。
So his first burden for the believers is to be in unity or in one.
24节
Verse 24.
在这里主耶稣为教会祷告的第二部分。
This is the second part of his prayer.
父啊，我在哪里？愿你所赐给我的人也同我在哪里，叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀。因为创立世界以前，你已经爱我了。
Verse 24 says, Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you love me before the creation of this world.
20节讲到祈求。
Verse 20 says, I pray, my prayer.
24节讲到愿。
And verse 24 here says, I want those.
什么叫做愿呢？愿就是心愿，心愿就是心声，心声就是里面的祷告，所以也是一个祷告。
And what you want is your desire from your inner heart, therefore it's also a prayer.
21节，使他们合而为一。24节，叫他们看见。
And here 21, to make them in one, and to make them to see.
所以这个愿和叫他们就让我们看到这里有一个祷告在那里
I want and I ask you to make them and that is also a signifies a prayer
朋友你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目我是玛丽姐妹谢谢你的收听也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友邀请他们来收听这个节目，愿神祝福你的新生命。